Right. Okay. So now, That's What I Call Music this week celebrates its 40th anniversary, and I'm joined by Sue and Lee from Choose 80s. Hiya, both of you. Welcome to Radio World.
Hi,
hi,
morning,
John.
John.
Yeah, and happy
It's
birthday.
sunny out there.
Yeah, it's a little bit nippy out there. Yeah, but yeah, a perfect weather to sort of, sit by an open fire and stick your record player on and stick an hour.
Oh, yeah,
40 years.
perfect weather.
Yeah, absolutely. 40 years, and now That's What I Call Music. It all started in 1983, so we thought we'd get you on to talk about this because you know about the 80s. So I wonder, first of all, if I can take you both back to 1983, this new combination called Now That's What I Call Music, a double LP. I think it was on cassette as well at the time being
Yeah,
released.
it was
What
cassette
was that
one.
like being there when it first started?
Well, I mean, it was the first of its kind, because prior to that we had compilation albums like Top of the Pops, that your mum and dad would have going through the years, and it would have about, say, 20 odd hits on it. But this one was new in that there were so many hits. I mean, it was two vinyl records back to back with hits. So it was the biggest compilation that we'd ever seen, before.
It was a collaboration between two record companies for the first time. So it was EMI and Virgin that put them all together. So there were 11 number ones on this album, as well as all the other tracks. And to have all of that on one album, and the actual vinyl was fantastic because you opened it up, the double sleeve, and you had all pictures inside, in the inside part of all the artists, which as a teenager, you just loved.
Yeah, well, that was the thing that you loved about vinyl records back in the day, is that it wasn't just the record with a list of songs. It was a work of art, really. They really put a lot of
Absolutely.
time and effort into making them, readable and with lots of information that you could enjoy while listening to the music. So
It's
they got it down to a fine art.
absolutely. This is the thing about vinyl, and I've got a lot of old Now albums. I was looking up, I think Now One, which I picked up for £1 in a charity shop, is probably not worth that much. I think I was reading Now Four is the one that's worth the money. I've got that as well.
Is it?
Yeah, I was
That's
reading that one.
interesting.
Yeah.
Actually, I think they got better. I think four was a good one because I didn't get one or two because I mean it didn't have my favourite. The Style Council didn't feature on.
But
So
look
that put me
at
off.
that the first ever Now album there, 1983, hits like Can't
Oh.
Really and Red Red Wine, Total Eclipse of a Heart, all sorts of.
Duran Duran, my favourites were on there. Something I Should Know. We had Culture Club.
Howard
I mean,
Jones, wasn't it? Was it Howard Jones' new song?
new song.
Yes,
Oh,
yeah.
yes. Yeah,
Brilliant.
he was big back then with Nick Kershaw. It was like him and Nick Kershaw were very sort of similar acts,
Yeah.
but it was really popular.
I think
The
now,
message.
I think now, we're in this sort of the age where everything's streamed online and you can ask your smart speaker to play your favorite music whenever you want. I don't think we appreciate actually, sort of people today maybe don't appreciate what a big thing it was to have a combination like Now in our lives back in the 80s.
Yeah,
Oh, it was
definitely.
because as we've said before, with Walkmans coming onto the
Yeah.
scene, that was a chance for you to take your music with you. So to have a compilation that you could take with you, that it wasn't just one artist, you could have all your favorites all together.
Yeah, that's it. And the other good thing is that prior to that, you could do your own tape from the top 40, but you'd have the DJ sort of interspersing,
Oh,
and you'd think,
absolutely.
no.
Oh,
So you'd press stop, pause, and then wait for the DJ to stop, and then the music would come on. But this enabled a clear, nice, compilation without any DJ interference. Not that we've got a thing against DJs, John.
of course, oh,
Do a
I
great
know.
job.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, listening to the chart on a Sunday and trying to make your sort of mixtape and not get the, that was
Yeah.
an art in itself. But actually, you're talking of art, we mentioned the artwork. I mean, looking at some of these Now albums, and 80s albums in general, combination albums, there were combinations before Now, of course. They were
Yeah.
a little bit hit and miss, and some of them were, a little bit naff. But the artwork, I mean, it's brilliant. Just looking at it, it's so retro, and I just love it.
Oh yeah. They really had it down to a fine art, really, the art, forgive the
Yeah.
pun. But from the 70s, the 60s, 70s, 80s, if you look at albums, if you go through your albums, it's amazing some of the covers, and so memorable. You know, for example, the Jam one did so many great covers, sound effects, really, and plus they had all the lyrics inside that you could, you know, read through while they were singing. So it wasn't just the album, it was all the extras that you got with it that was so good.
So were you both singing along then in the '80s, you know, getting your song words together and attending your some sort of
absolutely.
Or something?
Hairbrush at the ready.
Love that. The Now albums as well. I think if you go out and you buy an '80s compilation, you get all the big hits. But the thing about a Now album is it's like almost like a snapshot of that era in time. So you get an album from whatever year, it's got the songs that were big and maybe some songs that they thought would be big that maybe weren't. The songs, it's a way to discover new music, isn't it?
It's a real record of history, and for the young people as well.
A discovery in the '80s. It's a selection of the hits for each year going along.
And it's great that history of the '80s is in chronological order, and it's there, you know, written black and white or colour, for people to enjoy, you know, for future generations. I think that side of it is fantastic.
And you think about what we're on now, 116 now, the journey of the Now album, pushing off on cassette, vinyl, and then, you know, moving towards, I think it was on mini disc. I think there was at least one of them that was available on mini disc back in the day.
Really? Short lived, that was.
I that was going to be the next big thing, wasn't it? And then
it
digital downloads and things like that.
Yeah. I think, of course, there's been many compilations, different types of Now albums as well. So there's been Now that's what I call Club Classics, Now that's what I call Dance. So as well as the chronological, they've also done separate compilation.
Brilliant.
Genres.
I think also, sorry, the logo, the little pig stands out as well. You just remember that, the pig with the sunglasses.
That was quite short lived though, wasn't it? That was only for the first few Now albums. And then
That's right. I think it's
inspired by a Danish pig, a Danish bacon advert, I believe.
That's right, because I think Richard Branson, obviously he owns Virgin Music, didn't he? One of the companies involved. I think he put a picture for his brother that was working in one of the offices and said he gets grumpy before he eats his breakfast in the morning of eggs. So I put this picture of the pig saying to the chicken, now that's what I call music.
Brilliant. I mean, that's just what it's funny, you know, and it's probably now more well known as being sort of, you know, that pig being a mascot for Now than it ever was for baby, I'd imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
So 116, I mean, can you believe it? Now 116.
Wow. Oh my God.
Makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Oh, I feel ancient. I really do.
They've released a 40th anniversary collection as well. Yeah. So there's like a 4 CD collection that each of the 4 CDs covers a decade, covering some of the biggest hits from that time.
Yeah,
fantastic. That's CD. I don't know if that's out in vinyl, actually. But
probably would be, wouldn't it, for old time's sake?
Yeah, I hope so.
He had the Hits album as well, I seem to remember, back in the '80s. That was kind of running alongside. That wasn't as successful, though.
I don't think there were as many tracks on there. And that's maybe because
there wasn't that much.
Now that's what I call music has. Mm.
Yeah, they really clinched the market, didn't they, this particular one?
So what do you think the future will hold for Now? I mean, is it going to be something that we'll still be talking about, still be running in another 40 years or now 238? Is that going to happen, do you think? I don't know.
I hope so, because even my daughter, my daughter's 18 now, but she's had a few, you know, in her collection because it's still going strong, you know, when she was growing up. So I think the young people, you know, it's a nice collection of the music that brings back memories for them of a certain year. Certain parties they went to, it has that knack of bringing all those memories back.
I suppose the only problem is that with streaming, you can stream them all and you've got your own ready-made playlist, which is a bit different to what we had back then, so it may not have as much success going forward as it has done in the past, but as long as we're all here, lived it in the '80s, we're still be on to it.
And the other worry is with streaming, if the Wi-Fi goes down, you've not got now that's what I've got anything, have you?
It's on your record player and there's a power cut, you know.
Yeah. Similar.
The power record player, that's what we need.
I need a wind-up one.
Wind-up one, yeah. It's brilliant. I mean, is there one Now album that would you consider to be your favourite, I wonder? That's a really hard
The one with the Style Council in, so it was number three.
Number three, okay.
And it has to be number one for me because it's such an exciting moment to get that.
Yeah.
It's the classic one, has to be one.
Brilliant. Yeah. Do you know what? I've got a load of the old Early Now albums. I'm thinking I'm just going to sit there and chill out and listen to them, because that's still take you back on that journey. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Well, enjoy.
Yeah. Lovely to reminisce about those.
Oh, definitely. So many great memories for each song, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yes. And as you say, you've got the full package, you know, not just the songs, you've got the information and all the other stuff and the pictures of the 80s haircuts and the fashion.
Yes, a guaranteed great night in, isn't it?
Absolutely. There you go. And do you think, though, you're seeing a vinyl revival? And it's quite interesting sort of seeing shops like HMV opening up more branches. I think they opened up a branch on Oxford Street recently, didn't they?
Yeah, where it used to be, Oxford Street, back in the same place.
Yeah. And to actually, to see young people, you know, in their sort of teenagers, 20s, going in and leafing through records like, you know, we might have done in the back in the day. I mean, that's quite nice in itself.
Yeah, yeah. They're actually very expensive, though, vinyls. Yes. Like £30 I saw in HMV for a vinyl record.
Yeah, they are quite pricey, aren't they?
Yeah,
that's it.
Shops and go and buy the original 80s stuff. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, definitely. But I think the vinyls actually have overtaken the CDs in longevity, because some CDs I put in and it's just, it stops, you know, when it gets old, I think it just stops playing. It keeps repeating the same old, but with vinyls, I think they were built to last, really. They keep going, don't they?
Those vinyls from the 80s still going strong. I've got a big collection. Brilliant.
Like us.